Welcome to Mighty Morphin Power Hour. I'm your host, Riley, the Red Podcast Ranger, and each week my guest and I sit down in the command center and talk about fanciful worlds without the restriction of intellectual property rights. This week I have Zwick, the audio engineer, with me.
Hi.
All right, Zwick, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be on. I have to follow a stereo, so it's going to be a hard follow, but I hope I can do just as good, or half as good.
Yeah, you picked the least funny guy to come up after, right?
If that was true, I wouldn't be working for him.
That's absolutely. I wouldn't have driven to Atlanta in 3 days. I had 3 days to make it to that show.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say I didn't sleep at all, because that's a lot of driving.
You know, it is a funny story. I could have almost worked for the least funny man, because although I did send a DM to Asterios asking if I could work with him, I also sent a DM to Maddox asking if I could work for him on his new podcast before I knew the whole shit was going down.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So I could have took the dark path on accident. That would have been really...
I mean, it could have been a funnier show if you were working on it. You could have added in clips from other people, like, secretly. Subterfuge. Just add Asterios at the back end.
Yeah, I think I'd like to think that if I was working there long enough, I'd be like, I gotta bail out of this right now. Like, it's just a good
thing. I'd just be a double agent.
I probably would for a little bit. I don't know. But I'd probably fuck that up.
So before we ever talk about the point of this show, I like to, with my guests, sit down and talk about something we have in common. So what is something you'd say we have in common?
Well, we like to entertain people. I think we talked about this before, where we don't mind making a fool out of ourselves to make other people laugh.
Absolutely. Very self-deprecating humor. Like, I'll throw me under the bus with a clever fat joke, because nobody makes fat jokes as well as I do. That's my only problem with, like, high school bullies, is they weren't as funny as me.
Yeah. Oh, my.
So it's like, what's the point?
Oh, I got bullied a lot in fucking high school.
All right. There we go. That's the common bond.
Oh, I have, like, one moment of true triumph, though, when I was bullied.
Tell me the story.
Okay, so, like, just about every day, I'd have to run from my school to my house to avoid getting the shit beat out of me. Most of the times, I'd make it. Sometimes, I wouldn't. But there was this one fateful day in winter in Wisconsin where these two guys were chasing me, trying to kick my ass. And I was in the lead, and then there was a guy in second place, and there was a guy...
Zwick. You gotta say but. This is a family-appropriate podcast about Power Rangers. You can't be throwing around those curse words. I need you to bleep that out later.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Damn. Shit. No.
Anyway, your story. They were going to kick your butt.
Yeah, they were going to kick my butt. And we were spread out evenly where I was way in the lead. There was a guy in the middle, and then there was a guy way back, right? So, in the middle of it, I just turn around and I stare at him for a bit. And he's like running and running and running and running. And right when he gets close enough, I jump ahead and I duck down like into a ball. So he trips over me and falls butt over tea kettle, face first into the snow.
Butt over tea kettle.
Yeah. Oof. And then I put my knees on his back so he can't get up, and I grab his hair and I like bash it into the fucking snow. So he can't get to me.
Nice.
Right? So he can't, like, move. So right when his friend starts to get really close, I get up and I walk. I run like a mother seducer.
There you go.
And I jump
into it. It's hard to get around that not cursing thing, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know how Sriracha toots it. But any hoozle, I run and I jump into this, like, evergreen tree, right? Like, I'm fucking... Like, I'm Solid Snake. And they see them just run past, and I can see one guy just like crying and running at the same time. It was so great. It was like my one, it felt so good. Like, that day felt so fucking good. You have no idea. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any stories like that?
Well, it wasn't a victory insofar as like most people would think it's a victory. Mm-hmm. It was, I'm going to thank, this is a good opportunity to thank Robin for running our Discord every mm-hmm. week, so we can do the live shows that way. But, cause she knows about it. We mm-hmm. were friends back then. I was in the library at lunch my friend Ivy came up to me because her boyfriend had been very aggressive with her lately, like grabbing her wrist, kind of hurting her, like, you know, like borderline sexual assault type stuff. And nobody believed him or believed her because he was the quarterback. And that's how small town football players are treated with complete amnesty.
Did you grow up in like a small town? This sounds like a scenario for like a after school special.
Oh, don't worry. I'll dox it. It's Spring Creek, Nevada. I hate that place. I grew up there. I lettered in wrestling like everyone else there did at some point. Just you do it. You don't even have to enroll in any sports. You'll get a letterman jacket for something.
Oh, nice.
It was that kind of a school. I remember we had all the computers in the school when they stopped working, replaced with crappy Chromebooks because they wouldn't buy new computers because they had to afford football equipment.
Oh, it was that type of school.
So that was nice. Google gave us Chromebooks for agreeing to use them, basically.
So we had those in the computer lab. Right.
Oh, Chromebooks are the worst for writing, though, because you can't use Word stuff. You have to use Docs. That was the
problem. Docs isn't too bad, though. I personally prefer Docs over Word because you can use it everywhere. I'm sorry. I'm cutting off your story. Keep going, though.
It's a good discussion also to have. But, I mean, I like Docs now. Back then, none of us knew Docs, and I was in my junior year, so I've been using Word for assignments for 3 years. So they just... My grades dropped a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's scary to use at first because you don't understand that it saves every keystroke. Like, you have to, like...
Yes.
How I taught my friend to use it, right? He's like, oh, yeah, I saved my whole essay, but, like, I'm scared to click off of it. How do I save? And I was like, oh, here, let me show you. And I grab the mouse and I just click X. I'm like, okay, now reopen it.
Just exit it?
Yeah, I just exited it. Yeah, like, I think his butthole tightened a little bit, but, like, he opened it.
It's cool
like,
that
oh,
it does yeah. save. It's great that it saves every key. Like, it's good for, you know, crashes and stuff. But, I wasn't used to it. Back to the original story. My friend Ivy had come up to me, the football player she was dating, quarterback. Nobody thought that this Ryan kid was a bad apple. Nobody believed her.
At
one point, her mom told her she was lying. Like,
what? Fuck that shit.
Her mom had told her she was lying about it. And
can
that
I,
Ryan,
can I
Ryan
cut
would
in
never
a second?
Do that.
Can I just for a second? I'm going to get political because I'm drinking fucking Reds and Peach Schnapps, or as I call them, daddy
let's
sodas.
Get political.
No, but like, I hate the fucking Me Too movement and this whole fucking, like, I got fart raped and shit stuff or whatever. It's just fucking annoying. Because it degrades people who actually got raped, right? Like, you hear stories like this, and it makes you want to, like, question, and it, like, makes people want to question, like, were you really raped? And that's the thing that I fucking hate.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a really disgusting feeling that I don't want to be like, you know, and it's made me into this way.
Yeah, I totally get that. What questions do you have?
Oh, no, exactly. I have no questions for... I'm not going to question, like, what she's been in through. It just makes me, like, question... Like, it's like when you hear a victim on the news...
The legitimacy of all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she was lying. I believe that what happened to her, like, you know, like... Yeah.
Now, this day at lunch, my friend Ivy came up to me. We were in the same class, creative writing class, and she was telling me all this stuff in the library, and at one point I was like, well, why are you telling me all this? And she's like, well, nobody else will believe me, and you're loud. And it's like, that's true. I've gotten in lots of fights with the school system there where I won. I got to wear a hat throughout my whole senior year.
Oh, lucky
another
you.
Another story, but I won.
Right.
Oh, well, it wasn't in the handbook. There was nowhere in the handbook that said I could not wear my hat. And I got to Brian Sandoval, the governor of Nevada, and he told these people to stop messing with me because it was annoying to him. So I got away with stuff. Like, whatever I said pretty much became law in that school for that
year. You just
year.
Annoyed people enough. That was...
that's all not, you had. I mean, but I didn't... It was actually at Maddox's advice. That's the fun part. I have screenshots of this. I was sharing with Dick on Twitter a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so Maddox used to be cool. And then he stopped being cool.
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of... Well, that's also... It was a red flag for sure if I... Like, that he likes to go way above someone's head to get something done.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of worked this time, too, with the recent lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up high enough, you can maybe cause waves that gets people, I don't know, fired. And, I mean, my principal almost got fired. I had to, like, be like, no, that's not the point. I just want my hat back.
Right.
Like, they were just keeping my hat, and I was like, I just want it back.
Right.
And, you know... But I'm bad at storytelling, so she comes up to me in the library, and she's just like, look, he's doing this, that, and nobody believes me that because he's never done anything to get in trouble at school. And I was like, I can fix that. And she's like, what do you mean? So when he comes up to us in the library, I kind of stand between him and Ivy. And this Ryan kid, he goes, if you don't, you better move or else. And I was like, or else what? He's like, look, you just don't want to mess with me right now, bro. I'm in a bad mood. And I was like, you're trying to mess with her. And he just kind of is like looking at me weird and is like, who is this loser and why is he talking to me? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, he's like, well, you better move now. And I was like, that sounds like a threat. And he's like, I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying. And I'm like, just saying what? A threat? And just sort of that for a second. And then he like looks at me wrong. And so I take my glasses and I hand them to my friend next to me. And I go, these are worth more than his house. And then I hit in the face just immediately. And then he just keeps hitting me.
Right.
Like he slams me into the table in the library, breaks some plants, and just keeps hitting me until the librarian pulls him off of me. And that got the police to believe her. So that is a victory.
That's
like
good.
Nobody believed this girl until I showed that he's a violent monster after four or five words. Like that's the thing. You just got to catch him up. So right. While I didn't win a fight, it was the best fight I've ever lost. Very proud of it.
Hold on. Since we're swapping school fight stories, I gotta share this one. This one pissed me off so much, right? Imagine you're jerking off and your mom walks in. Like, this is pretty much the equivalent of how this story ends, right? But this is like a fight story.
Nice.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so there was this kid, and he was just an asshole to me in class all the fucking time. And he was also bad at calling names, right? But one day, we were in class. Sorry. Daddy says.
No, you're good.
Papa needs a new refill. Oh, my pussy. Anyway.
All right, Jason David Frank would not approve of this podcast episode.
Ah, fuck him. I don't know who he is before. But,
The Green Ranger.
Green's actually my favorite color. But anyway. So, this guy, I'm sitting next to him, and he just keeps saying, your mom's a lesbian. Your mom's a lesbian. Your mom's a lesbian. Over and over and over.
Question. Is your mom a lesbian?
No.
Okay. So it's not even factual. It's like just
annoying. Yeah. My sister's a big fat dyke, though, but no, my mom. Yeah. It's not even a thing that it was offended me. It's just like, I wish she was more creative, right? So I was like.
Exactly.
So like, I was like, all right, I think I can show him how to be more creative. And this is in high school, by the way. So.
Absolutely.
So I turn to him and I tell him that his mom blows goats for quarters. And he shut the fuck up. So I was like, oh, I won that. And my buddy Rex, I have my best friend Rex at the time, who's like this big, strong, he looks big and strong.
Sure.
Like, I don't know if he knows how to fight, but like he looks like he's tall. He's intimidating. Sorry. That's a key word. So I'm like, I'm probably gonna get my ass beat. So we walk out of class. I'm like, hey, Rex. If this guy's probably gonna beat my ass, stay out of it. But if a friend gets involved, if you can, please help me out. And he's like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. And he does help me out.
Okay.
Right. And so he walks up to me and he pushes me into this like pitted area. It's like a hard to explain, but it's a lower elevated area. And he's like, he stands off to me. He's like, all right, it's going down. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'm like, I was so sick of getting picked on. I was like, I don't care if I get my ass beat. I want people to know that I'm fighting back. And I'm going to fucking do it. And right before I can swing, you know that one loser kid in school that no one wants to hang out with? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, there's always one. At least one.
Oh, totally.
Like, he's not a bad person, right? He's just a fucking loser. That kid shows up mad.
He's just, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was, he shows up? That's interesting.
Yeah, he shows up, stands in between us, and he's be like, no, guys, violence isn't the answer. Almost verbatim like that. And I'm not here to punch him in the face. So I just, like, drop my fist, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I get suspended for a week. But I guess I'm ahead of
wow.
that part. But so we're taken into the principal's office. And principal is, like, asking us questions. And he's like, okay. So why were you going to try to beat him up? And he was like, well, he insulted me. And he was just like, well, what did he say? And he's like, oh, I can't remember. And he's like, what did you say to him? And he's just like, well, he called my mom a lesbian. And then I just said something back about his mom. What did you say? And I was like, It was pretty bad. I don't want to say it.
You just gotta say it.
He's just like, tell me what you said. And I was just like, I told him that his mom blows goats for quarters. Like, pretty much in that fucking cadence too, right? That pitiful fucking cadence. And he's just like, and there's no fucking like humor in his face. Like, I've never seen a stone cold face of just like, what is wrong with you, right? Because that's fucking funny. I don't care who you are. That guy, he was just not fucking feeling it.
That's a good line.
Right. And he was just like, all right, fucking leave. And I end up suspended for a week. Now, my buddy Rex, now to go back and down to Quentin Tarantino to this and go back in time, he had a buddy who was going to whoop my ass too, but Rex was there, right? And they're standing up, and they stand off to each other, and he's like, you want to fight, white boy? And this guy's like the whitest guy you know, right? Like, almost as white as me, white. And he looks at me, he's like,
almost
what the
as
fuck
white
are
as Trevor.
Yeah.
From the whitest kids you know.
Oh, I love that. Dude, they're the Monty Python of the modern time.
Way better than the UCB guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're real comedy. They're the Chappelle Show of white people. I gotta get some of them on this podcast at some point.
Oh, if you
I think
can,
they're gettable, right?
What,
I mean, they don't
know?
Have careers. Yeah,
one of them does Loosey Goosey Radio. I would say the Trevor Noah definitely does have a career. He puts out CDs once in a while, and they're pretty good.
Oh, does he?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'll have to follow up on Trevor then.
Yeah, I would say check out his music. Like he did like High in Church, but that was a while ago. Recently, he's done what about
like Lonely
Moth
Island
Wash?
Music? Like joke
yeah,
music?
Yeah, it's kind of like Lonely Island music.
Like Kaka Kaka Ali music.
Rucka Rucka. Did you say Rucka Rucka Ali?
Of course I did. I wouldn't have called him anything else. Negative or bad that would stop him from appearing on the show.
I would say they're bad. I would say he's better than Rucka Rucka Ali. At least he doesn't do parody. He doesn't seem like he does parody. He doesn't really do parodies of songs. He does parodies of song genres.
Okay, I like that a lot better. But anyway,
they didn't fight either for some weird reason. I don't know why they. I think it ended really quickly because of that kid. So they're
just
in the
some
office.
Nipple rubbing.
Yeah, pretty much. And they go into the office, and Rex told me, he's like, "You can't go around telling people's moms that they blow goats for quarters." That's what he told to Rex.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I found out about years later. I was like, no shit. I got suspended. This guy is being the asshole. And this guy was a fucking ass. Oh my gosh. It was so fucking stupid. Oh, and another Okay, I know I'm going to trail off, but I got to share this story.
Hold on. Let me throw another story in there.
Let's
straight
stories. Yeah.
Okay, so I had a good one where I got in trouble for doing something I shouldn't have done because somebody was talking crap about my mom.
Right.
So I come from like one of those stereotypical broken homes, like cigarettes out on your neck when your stepmom doesn't like you type of a background.
Yeah.
And I used to have a real sore spot about my... Gotta laugh, yeah, about my birth mom. I used to have a real soft spot, like, oh, don't talk about her. She loved me, I thought. You know, before I understood, like, what happened that put me in foster care, and there was this kid who always sat right behind me in math class, and he spent probably in half an hour one day poking me in the back with pencils and saying yo mama jokes. And I kept asking him to not do this. We were in like seventh grade or something, sixth grade maybe. And I just kept asking him, like, hey, you should probably lay off, like, stop making fun, like stop making fun of me. I had anger issues too, but I've always been a speaker. I'd always rather solve a problem through words than violence. But back then I would resort to hitting. Whereas nowadays I'd probably let somebody hit me if they wanted a fight, you know?
Well, when you're to school, that's when you're testosterone's the fucking hardest is when you're in school.
Yeah, exactly. You're like 13, like you're always doing something and your fist, I was a wrestler back then, so it was like, I knew how to throw my weight around and I had about 310 pounds on this kid. Like this kid weighed 90 pounds and I was fat as hell. And
I'm just gonna say, you didn't look like, I saw the video of you on the Asteria Shokano's in Atlanta. You don't look fat at all.
Yeah, I'm down to 190, which is the smallest I've been in a long time, and it is because I'm you know, I'm working on martial arts now, at least stage martial arts. I gotta be able to do flashy, cool stuff. Because what I figure is my new genre, the Power Ranger thing, that could lead to me being a Power Ranger. Like, you know, and that'd be kind of cool one day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could lead to anything, but something it could lead to is me getting to be a Power Ranger on TV some way or somehow one day. So
if they're still
I gotta be ready for that. Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Really? The next one is... Yeah, it's been on air every year except for 2010, I believe, since it aired originally. There's been a new incarnation on American television every year. And Super Sentai has 6 or 7 shows ahead of us or something.
Well, so Super Sentai, that's Japanese, right?
Yeah, that's the tokusatsu show that they pull the fight footage from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Beast Morphers is the season that will be next, and it'll be probably the best Power Ranger season they've ever done. Hasbro owns it now, and Hasbro bought it for, like, some billion number.
Really?
Like, a ton of... They spent a lot of... Or maybe it was, like, half a billion. It was, like, 511 million or something. They spent a lot of money on it, and they plan to make a bunch of movies. They plan to sort of MCU Power Rangers, which is a really good idea. There's just so you could do whatever you want. You could build the comic books, Boom Studio Books have built a universe. And then they did Shattered Grid, which is sort of like they brought all the Power Rangers into meeting each other to fight a bigger threat.
Mm. Oh, all of the Power Rangers?
All of the Power Rangers.
Like from season one up?
Yep.
No shit.
Yep. And even there were a couple costumes in the background in some of these panels that are clearly Super Sentai shows that have not been adapted into Power Rangers yet. So, like, it's just fans are on the pulse of it, you know? So fans are making these comic books, fans are starting to work on the new material, and Power Rangers could be good. Like, it really could be less campy, more serialized. It's just nobody's put the effort or the money into it, and Hasbro has that.
Yeah, like, I watched the original Power Rangers when I was a kid, and I was just turned off by it, because every episode felt like the same episode for the most part.
Just a little bit reskinned. It's just a little bit less...
Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved the movie.
The original one?
Yeah, with the ooze, Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, Ivan Ooze.
Definitely, yeah, I liked the original movie, but like, because like that felt like it had an actual plot that wasn't like...
Well, yeah,
super
exactly.
formulaic.
The 2017 one was pretty good too, except for the suits were stupid. There's no reason to not use spandex. Just hire people that look good in spandex. Like, that's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? I like the spandex part of it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the actors they got would have looked good in spandex, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, like, all the actors that I know of, which I guess technically, I guess is only the first season, they all look good in spandex. But I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
But I did kind of like the fact that they, it kind of switched from Japanese. That's like a neat little factoid. Like, that's a thing I didn't know until later.
Cool, that it was sort of adding all the American stuff in and redubbing over the Japanese.
Yeah. Like, that was a really cool little... That was cool to find out later on, because that was a thing I didn't know as a kid.
Well, and also distinctly, it's the only show that is an adaption of a foreign show that just uses the foreign show. Like, The Office redid it. They had to change stuff. But The Office is British, and now it's way more popular as an American show. You've got, I mean, there's a bunch of examples of that throughout history, but this is the only one that did it this way. Where they literally took footage...
Did you know that the Russian version of Everybody Loves Raymond, I think, is still going on right now? Like, they can't.
That's
like,
funny.
There's like a Russian version where they had their own actors and everything, right? And they just copied the script of the American one.
It's like,
Everybody loves
Revushka.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. And it was so popular that I think it's still going on. Like, they're still making new seasons, but they kept going after the original show ended.
My favorite one is there's a Breaking Bad remake, episode for episode, scene for scene in Spanish, where the main character is Walter Blanco, and he looks it looks like somebody cosplaying Walter White. I can't remember the name of the show, but Metamorphosis, that's what it is. It's like Metamorphosis or something like that, which is Breaking Bad, just means to break, like, to change. Yeah,
so Metamorphosis is a good
title. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's really good. This show is, like, actually pretty well made.
I think there's also a Russian version of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, it's Always Sunny in Moscow. Like, look that up on quick, if you can.
We have a fact checker. Yeah, we have a fact checker who could let us know.
I think I heard about this on Super Best Friends podcast. Oh, it's Always Sunny in some sort of Russian city.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, hey, I wanted to talk about this, not to change subjects, but, like, you've been playing Chroma Squad, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Chroma Squad. Yeah, Zwick gave me a game on Steam to celebrate our new partnership.
Right. And so that way we'd have something to talk about.
Yeah, or as an excuse to waste money.
Yeah. How was that game? Because I'm up to the season finale of the first season. Like, I'm way behind on that.
Past me.
Really? You were, like, customizing shit.
Oh, there's just a level builder. I was just building. Oh, you've been building a level builder.
Okay, I haven't touched the level builder.
Okay. Yeah, no, I went directly to the level builder because I'm notoriously bad at video games, and I tend to just rage quit things I'm not good at.
Right.
Circa sports in high school. circa high school itself, I did drop out of high school.
But from what I've heard, you seem to like the game.
It's so much fun. It's like the perfect game for me because the pitch for audience listeners is this game Chroma Squad is about a bunch of stunt people that worked on a Power Ranger-esque show called Chroma Squad who decide to leave because the director's an asshat, a butthat. And they could make a way better show. So they go and you get to customize it. You get to, like, change the studio name. You get to pick your players. There's one, you get, like, it's a TV sim. Like, it's a sim for a TV show. And that's really cool to me. That's, like, up right up my alley. I love the sprites and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The villains you fight. Like, as you go farther, there are a bunch of pop culture in-jokes. There's one called Sponge Star, which looks like a mongoloidic fusion of SpongeBob with Patrick's like head sticking out of him.
See, I never got to that boss, but he's in the first season?
No, he's in the custom. I only know about him because he's an option in the build your own levels.
Oh, okay. Because like I got to.
It's a little bit cheating.
Yeah, like I made it to the first the season finale, but I didn't beat the season finale just because I was just low on time. And I was like, is this guy?
I'll play more of it tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was so much farther behind you.
I thought I was way behind you because you said this boss that I never beat. And I was like, oh, fuck, I really got to catch up. And I powered through the first season,
which isn't really
that long, actually. So it's like, well, I play video games
each
for
episode,
hours.
I mean,
there's no problem. So I don't know how you play.
Oh, okay. I'm not really a gamer.
Right.
I'm starting a gaming YouTube station where my co-host will be doing all the gaming work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I get to just come on and riff on how bad he is at Hitman. Well, how bad everybody is at Hitman.
Hitman's a hard game. It's a good game, but it's a hard
game. That is a hard game. Yeah. There's that compound level with the militia, the Freedom Fighters level. And, man, Jay just couldn't get past it.
Is that from the first Hitman? Are you playing, like, the first Hitman, or is it, like, Agent 47?
Hitman Definitive.
Definitive.
Nah, the Hitman with a trademark next to it. That's
the first one.
Game is called. Well, no, it's the latest one.
Oh, it's called Definitive? It's not called Definitive.
I guess.
It's just called Hitman. Yeah, like, it's the reboot.
They didn't call it anything.
Yeah, it's the reboot. Oh. I think it's a reboot. Because.
Oh, is that the first one?
No.
Hitman games do that.
No, it's not the first one, because the first one's called Hitman. And then I think the second one's called Hitman Agent 47. I don't know. It's weird. Oh, Blood Money's
Absolution.
Way later. Absolution's like the latest one before the reboot. I don't know. I personally haven't played the Hitman games.
Yeah, okay, so does the reboot.
I'm not really a thor. I have a friend that loves the Hitman games and he's played through all of them and was.
I like Absolution. That's the only one I really played.
Yeah, there are some fucking cool ass missions in there though. Like there's one that's takes place in Mardi Gras and shit like that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's in Blood Money, but I'm not sure. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, I never made it past the first level of Blood Money, the mansion where you gotta kill the rich guy. Never did it.
Is that the Meat King?
I don't know.
Like, is it like you're in a fetish? Are you in a fetish club in that one?
No, it was just like this villa, this like French looking villa.
Oh, okay.
You gotta like break in and kill some guy on the second floor without. I think it might have been the tutorial level. I just never got past it.
Yeah, that's not.
That's the thing. I don't like losing. I like doing things I'm good at, like The Sims. But I can even lose in The Sims. I accidentally burnt my whole house down and killed my Sim once because of a plate. Like, I'm one of those people. So, I can literally lose at The Sims.
Right.
So I don't play a lot of video games because I don't like the feeling of failure. And why would I put myself through that on purpose when I can watch
TV? Well, that's kind of interesting because I play video games because that's it's the only thing I feel like I can succeed at. Even though, I fail, I suck at video games, but I love at video games. But I know if I try hard enough, I will succeed at that video game. And it's the one thing I feel like I can succeed
at. But if you just watch TV all the time, it has nothing to do with you. That's what
Yeah,
it entertains me, mm-hmm. but and my failures do not impact it, you know?
Right. Oh, that's the thing with video games, though. I'm a part of this, and after I beat a video game, I feel like a sense of proudness because I beat it. Because it's I don't know. Because I think that's the problem with video game. I know there's people that are people that play video games for long periods of time. It's you don't really succeed in life very well, and you don't really feel the rewards of succeeding in life when you do. But with video games, you know you succeeded, you know you beat it, you know you beat the trial, and that's why they're so addicting because it simulates success. If that makes sense.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I've just never really thought of it that way. I guess for me, it was more often a failure simulator. Right. So I was I can just go have a conversation with somebody or watch something or listen to a podcast. Mm-hmm. I think actually being bad at video games is why I started listening to the Phone Losers of America. I just remember thinking, man, I can't do anything in this game that's programmed to allow me to win it. And Brad can convince people to turn stuff off in a store. It's right. That's a winner. That's somebody who can play a video game.
That reminds
me. That was the appeal.
Speaking of podcasts, because you kind of not to insult you, but you kind of remind me of me, a younger version of me, right?
Not to insult you.
I don't want to compare you. I don't want to compare everyone. Because before, when I was a kid and I didn't have podcasts at my disposal, I would eavesdrop on adults. My mom would go to parties all the time and go to bars all the time. And I would eavesdrop on adults. And I learned a lot through life. And I learned about stuff that I shouldn't have learned at that age. By eavesdropping and keeping my mouth shut. Did you do the same thing? Or did you just get your knowledge? Did you get your mind warped like I did just through podcasts alone?
Not just through podcasts. I think a lot of it was I started doing prank calls because listening to them wasn't enough for me.
Right.
I did my first live prank call show. I was on when I was 11, I think I was on PLA stuff.
No shit.
Because I had a good hook. I sounded like an 11-year-old. Now, no one in IRC could figure out how I pulled that voice off. Mm-hmm. Until I told Brad I was actually 11.
But did he freak his shit?
This really good little kid voice.
Yeah, did it freak?
No, he thought it was really cool.
Because that would freak my shit. If I found out I was working 11-year-old, I'd be like, oh crap, people are going to think I'm a pedophile or some shit like that. And I would run
far. Lot of people in IRC would sort of they must have thought I was kidding because the pedophile jokes got more extreme.
Oh, there were pedophile jokes. Oh.
Sexy voice. I really want to fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
Well, a guy came to the Asterio Shokinos because Brad had let him let the Phone Losers know that I was there, and he brought us a bag of weed, and he gave me a hug and said that him and his brother have been listening to PLA for 15 years,
right?
And that back when I was a kid, they were some of the ones making jokes about wanting to fuck me, and then he apologized because he. Knowing now that I'm 20, he didn't realize I was actually a kid.
Right.
He thought it was an act, a Mr. Biggs type deal.
Well, here's the thing.
So, he apologized.
This is why you remind me of me. You could handle those jokes at 11. I could handle those jokes at 11 when I was a kid. Not a lot of kids could do it, right? But I was one of the very few that could have if I was in your scenario. And I think you could because you could handle the bit you were... You were definitely in the world of big boy jokes. Because my dad would have drunk parties all the time, and my mom would have drunk parties all the time, and I would just shut up and listen and never bring it up afterwards, and it would just...
And I'm in an IRC node where 40-year-old men from different countries are straight up send me a picture of your tight little butthole. And I'm oh geez. And then, you know, I'd have to respond wittily. You know,
I thought you were gonna say, like, well, I have to show my tight little 11-year-old butthole now. They were so polite about it.
No, but it's you just send them right to a mirror for Meat Spin or for Lemon Party, like you just. And I guess at 11 I shouldn't have had those links, but right. You know.
Yeah, you had the same warped mind as when I was your age. Like, that's the thing. I think we grew up in the same path. Maybe, like, in a similar, like, with different veins, but in the same path, where it's like, we have forbidden knowledge that we shouldn't have at our age, and we're taking...
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Go ahead.
At 12, I was one of the admins of Cell. I don't know if you ever followed that page on Facebook or anything. Oh, what's it used Cell? To be very popular back in the day.
What is Cell?
It was the first Facebook page to be given a controversial humor tag in front of it, in brackets.
Oh, wow.
Created Zuckerberg zucking the internet. There were these two pages, Satan and Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Cell as in the android from Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
And they were like really offensive. They, progeria girl jokes.
Oof.
Back when that was a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Carl Sherburn. Have you ever heard that name?
I have
not. He did
not.
A bunch of offensive YouTube video content. Look him up sometime. He's fat and decrepit, but I got to watch his marriage die live. Like, as he was meaner and meaner to his fiance and fatter, and then she left.
Oh, that sounds like cringe stuff that I don't want to look at. Like, that's the one thing I can't handle.
It's a little cringe. But he used to make those topical, like, oh, this is controversial, but I'll make a YouTube blog about it,
mm-hmm.
type videos. And I was an admin on Cell and Satan, mm-hmm. so just by that virtue of it, like, I was posting memes and pictures and stuff.
Right, right.
The reach at one point hit, like, 3 or 4 million people a week. And, you know, with that comes a ton of death threats. Like, just death threats all the fucking time.
Oh, to him?
And so I had to deal with that at 12.
Right.
Yeah, like Mundane Matt has talked about on his station.
Oh, fuck that cocksucking faggot.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm allowed to say faggot, by the way. I've sucked enough dick. Those are the rules.
Yeah, good. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
That's in the Discord. One of the rules is you can't say faggot unless you've sucked dick.
I'm not gay, but I have
Robin will get around to adding that.
I do have a Navy story about sucking dick, but keep going.
Oh my god. Well, we're 40 minutes into this and we haven't talked about Power Rangers.
Oh my.
So.
If I call him a Power Ranger, does that count? But no, anyway, go ahead.
Did he morph pretty hard in your mouth at the end of it all?
Okay, no, now I have to tell the story because you reminded me of that part. Okay.
Go ahead.
Fuck it. I was in the Navy, believe it or not, and we were playing, he was playing KOTOR and I was watching him, and he was this ginger.
For anybody who doesn't know, that means Knights of the Old Republic. They're both very old. They just dated themselves, that story.
So me and this other Navy guy, we're both fresh out of boot camp, and I thought we were just hanging out, broing out, right?
Oh yes.
And he's playing KOTOR, and I like, well, I don't know. It's like, well, it's like I'm getting tired, and I'm like, well, I think I gotta get head to my room. Time to hit the old dusty trail, right? And I start walking to the door, and he gets in front of me. He runs in front of the door. He leans against the wall. And he's like, "Where do you think you're going?" And I'm like,
hashtag
I know.
Me too.
Yeah. No, fuck that. And I was just like, I ain't gonna make this guy look like a bitch, right? So I pick him up, right? Like we just got married, and I throw him on the bed, and I tear his pants down, and I just start blowing him. And then, because I wanted to be the fucking Chad, like, I wanted to, like, I'm a man, I'll show you. And
yeah,
I'll
suck you're your the dick. Man.
Yeah, I'll show you who a man is. I'll show you how to suck
hey, you
a
wanna,
dick.
You want to go? Up. I'll suck your dick right now.
No, but here's how it ends. But here's how it ends, right? End? Okay, so he shoots in my mouth and he hits the back of my throat. And then I run to the bathroom and I start puking because he hits my gag reflex and I couldn't do it. And I'm done puking.
Oh,
and
but
I,
now
like,
you look like a bitch anyway.
Exactly. So I went from like, here to like, I'm like, I have tears running down my mouth because I just got done vomiting. And I'm like, it's not you. All right. Your semen doesn't taste bad. You just hit the gag reflex. And I'm like trying to like make him not feel bad after I just vomited. And then, like, okay, then keep in mind, this is during Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still in play, right? So, like, he starts blowing me, and then his roommate starts walking in, and I, like, I freaked the fuck out. And he's just like, oh no, it's cool. And he just goes to his room and then he continues to blow me. And he's just like, I don't think I'm going to finish, man. I'm sorry.
Like, this night's just been a little too much for me.
Yeah, that's really the end of it. Like, I think I deserve to be blown after I just vomited, but, like, I don't think it's going to happen.
You just get a, like, you got to get a rain call on that.
Yeah, a rain check.
Yeah,
I think I was like, check. Yeah, I think it was like 20 at the time when that happened.
Okay.
But yeah.
An IOU blowjob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was just like,
that's great.
It's great. I have a bunch of stupid stories.
Speaking of blowjobs and yes. High school bullies, welcome to the Mighty Morphin Power Hour, where every week we talk about Power Rangers.
Mm. Yeah, let's get to the subject before we...
questions.
Oh, go ahead.
The first most important question that we ask on the show is, with your franchise you brought in, would you like to tell everybody what it is?
Yes. And if this for some reason isn't funny enough, I'm okay with someone else taking it, right? But I think I can make this funny. And mine is...
And also, no one else is ever going to try to take it.
Right.
But continue.
I think it's a good one. I chose Golden Girls for mine. I think that would be a great fucking, like, I'm surprised no one's ever done, like, a Golden Girls parody on YouTube of them doing a Power Rangers thing.
Fair.
Like, this seems like a golden fucking idea.
You gotta find old ladies, though.
Yeah, I think that's the key, right? Is that there's not enough old ladies that can do... Well, no, because you do need them fighting out of costume for a bit. And you can't.
I mean,
really...
you could Photoshop the head on, I guess.
Yeah, it wouldn't look good. Especially, like, the technology isn't good yet.
I mean, Betty White is still alive, according to Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you follow the "Is Betty White Still Alive" Twitter account?
I do not, but I do know she's still alive. She's the last Golden Girl alive, and that's why she would be the White Ranger. She is the most powerful because she's still alive.
See, luckily, I get this push notification from Twitter every morning that says yes or no. And it has said yes every day so far.
Do you do that thing where you're like, oh gosh, thank God, okay.
Yeah, I get the notification, I'm like, time to find out. Well, because I got to have the hottest take. This is someone I care about, you know, like, historically, I've enjoyed her career.
She has nudes online from when she was young.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she does.
They're nice nudes.
Oh, they are nice. If I could duck the... I'd knock the dust off that pussy.
Yeah?
Like, just make the, I found I'm in an old library and I just blow that dust off the book.
Oh, man. Crack that spine, like, a little bit. Rub some coconut oil in that spine.
Oh, I'm going to regret saying that when I'm sober.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you regret this whole episode.
I won't. That's the goal. I said stupid shit. I said stupider shit on Thought Cops. I think I'll be fine.
All you said on Thought Cops was that the Pride Parade is bad.
I don't think it's bad.
To take that out of context.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's bad. It's just that I think it sets back. Like, because, like, I'm a degenerate pervert, as you can tell by my, like, no problem talking about blowing a dude in the Navy and then vomiting in a toilet. All right. It's just that,
absolutely,
like, when you're in the streets and
you
it's
were supposed to vomit in his mouth.
I should have, right? If I was a true Chad, I would have vomited in his mouth like I'm a mama bird and he's the baby bird.
I was going to say, you got to baby bird him.
Yeah, I got to baby bird him.
Oh, the show has to be changed to explicit for iTunes now, but that's okay. So Pride. So you're a degenerate, of course. We all are.
Right.
But I'm very moral. I'm a Christian. I love my family and God.
Of course. It's just, I just felt like I think if they wanted gay marriage sooner, the gay pride parade did not help their cause at all, because Christians saw
that.
No,
because
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying it's wrong, which I might have said. I might have led to say that I think it's wrong. It's not that I think it's wrong. It's that it's like the Million Man March. I like to compare the Million Man March. The Million Man March, they were suited up. They were walking down the street. They weren't doing anything, like, off. And
they were
peaceful.
They were rich and white, like most gay guys are.
what?
It's just pride is an inaccurate representation of of that group. Yeah, yeah, because that's very extreme.
Yeah, there are very extreme. I'm a moderate faggot, and not an extremist faggot, right? I just like to blow a dude and then go on my own way. All right, it's
absolutely it. Just
right.
Blow him, like, throw it up.
Yeah, blow him, throw it up, and walk away. Like maybe that's only because I'm bisexual and that's why I'm so moderate, but I don't know.
That might be my thing, too. Not only am I recording in a closet, but I spend most of my time in one. but I'll come out on, you know, if someone attractive enough is on the other side of the door, like, I'll step out for a minute, but
yeah,
I'm pretty safe in the closet, you know?
Well,
but
I think the thing is, like, you don't really need to tell anybody you're gay unless they ask, which is kind of weird because I kind of told a bunch of people without asking right now. And I think I did the same thing on Thought Cops.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's like, to a lesser extent, it is part of someone's personality, not to the point that it is who they are. There are plenty of gay people who that is what they are. It's who they are.
Like,
they
a good example would be Sky person. Williams. Yeah, like Sky Williams. I think he's a good example. Do you know who Sky Williams is?
I do not.
Follow Sky Williams. Okay. He's fucking hilarious.
I'll go look into Sky Williams.
But he's just a cool... You know what? Just look into Sky Williams. We gotta get back into the Skull and Girls thing.
I was gonna say, speaking of gay people, the Blue Power Ranger, Billy...
Right.
He's since come out as homosexual. Who would you cast as your Power Rangers from the Golden Girls?
Oh, okay. So,
and I can guide you through this if you need me to.
Oh, I will definitely need help. But, okay, Rose, like I said, Rose before, like, she's definitely not the leader, but she's definitely the most powerful. Definitely white ranger material, previous green, but I think she just starts out as white because she's just the most powerful ranger.
Okay.
She can also talk to rats in an episode. There was an episode where she was like, yeah, I can talk to mice.
What?
Yeah. She brings that up.
Oh.
And then...
So she's like a mouse ranger. That's good.
But Blanche, right? She actually gives the idea that Blanche can talk to mice in the episode that I'm talking about, but I can't remember which episode. And then she catches her. She's like, ha, I knew you could do it. And then she's all embarrassed and it's fucking stupid. And,
Oh, that's great.
But Blanche is definitely the leader, right? And, like, gosh damn, she does... I think she's overshadowed by Betty White because, like, Blanche, she definitely has the fucking chops. Like, she just definitely has those fucking comebacks and shit like that, right?
Oh, yeah, Rue McClanahan. That's the actress that plays her.
Yep.
So she was on Mama's Family.
Oh, really?
She was on some other, like, little sitcoms I know of. Starship Troopers.
She was really on that?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rue McClanahan's like an actual actress. I mean, not that Betty White isn't, but Rue McClanahan is also, and she plays Blanche.
The little stuff I know
about this show is going to be the actresses' careers themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know the guy who plays Stanley. Like, I know him from other stuff. Herb Edelman. But anyway, continue.
All right, I would say
Dorothy.
Dorothy, she would definitely be the pink. Yeah, she definitely be the pink ranger. I just have a feeling she'd be a pink ranger. Seems like a total slut.
So that leaves. So Blanche is the red ranger. Dorothy is the pink ranger.
Right.
Rose is the white ranger. Yep. Who's Sophia?
Sophia.
Yellow.
She's not a ranger. No, she's not a ranger. Oh. She's Zordon. Oh. She's Zordon.
Okay.
She is the wisdom giving head in the tube.
All right.
She's the one that puts them out on missions, right? She's not a ranger. She is the wise person. Like, Dorothy might be the leader, but she is the leader.
Yeah, okay. So you have a three ranger team.
Yeah, three ranger team.
So you're starting a little weak there, but just because you don't have the full force to fight your bad guys, which are...
Right. Which are Dorothy, Rose, and Blanche.
No, the bad guys.
Oh, the bad guys. Ooh, now that's a problem.
Yeah.
See, I think the only way we can make bad guys work is through metaphorical bad guys. Like we'd have to make
dementia.
I was just about to say dementia. Right.
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
Dementia, Alzheimer's, impotency.
Oh, see, I think you can twist it so it's like Stanley is in the place of the bad guy, like this Lord Zedd type character. Mm-hmm. And setting is more of the villain, sort of a Stephen King thing. Stephen King likes to have towns be the bad guy often, or like time itself. So like the retirement home is aiding Stanley in getting his ex-wife and her friends locked up
forever. Interesting. Yeah, but they're not in a retirement home. They do live, they're all roommates together, aren't they roommates?
Oh yeah. That's they're the not point. In a retirement Stan's home. Stan's trying to send them there to because he's kind of sleazy and annoying.
There you go.
Right? You gotta
He has to send them there to get a new so that way he can sell their house and get a new rug.
Yeah. There you go. He's gotta solve that rug problem.
Right. Like what would be their phrase when they morph, right? Like they fight off the putties, right? Boom boom boom, right? And then they have to fight the actual bad guy.
It's bedtime.
it's napping time. No, it's not napping. It can't be napping time because they gotta be ready for action, right? So it's gotta be like. It's med time, right? And then they
time
fucking,
to take our pills. Yeah,
time to take our pills. And then they like, and then they get their recorder. They do the wrist thing. But then like when they're about to shout their animals, what it really is a secret compartment where their pills are at, right? And then they there's like even a lower compartment that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and whatever day it is. They open that out and they bump it in their mouth and then they close that and then they close that and then they get ready for battle.
Oh man, they morph into the pills are color coded into which ranger they are. So Rose is taking the red pills, Dorothy's taking the pink pills. Right. Yeah, I like okay. Yeah.
There, now we're on to something.
Hey, we're doing it. This could be an episode of Power Rangers.
Right.
Don't worry. We're building it.
Yeah, okay.
What's the basic plot?
Basic plot. Okay, well
I think it could be Stan,
right? And I only watched like a few episodes of Girl and Girl, so I'm not quite sure who Stan is. But like, is he like a younger?
Just the ex-husband.
He's an ex-husband.
He's the guy that he's the only male in the show.
Did he divorce Dorothy?
Yeah, he's I think he's Dorothy's ex.
And he's trying to say, okay.
Yeah, he's yep.
All right. So they have to battle.
Sophia's
him, right?
always calling him a yutz, so it makes sense that she would send all of them after Stan, like. Because she didn't like him.
So, they would be battling. Gosh, damn. I can't think. Help me out here. I know how they would grow into, like, the Titan. I know how he would grow into the Titan mode.
But okay. ED pills?
Gosh, damn it. You stole the fucking thing. Yeah, that was my thought. No shit. Like, I was going to say, like,
I do, okay.
No, like, all right, this is my fucking time. And, like, he would go to the sky and he would be thrown a pill of Cialis and he'd pop it in his mouth and then he'd fucking grow into this giant fucking guy. And then they'd have to get into their Titan form and fight him. But yeah.
Well, okay, then let's just move to that battle. Nah, it's fine. We both are on the same page here.
Right.
What are the Rangers' Zords then? Because like if he's getting giant, right? Well, who cares about the plot? You know, that's not the most important part of the show.
Yeah,
it
no,
really
the plot
isn't.
Always
it's just the fights, the explosions when in the background. No. This is Power Rangers we're talking about.
No. You're right. So they first have to fight them in their animal forms, and that doesn't work, right? So then they have to grow into their ultra form, right? So one's a walker, and then one's like a one of those shitty scooters that you find at Walmart with the carts in it and shit.
Around.
Like a hover round, right? And the other one would be, gosh damn, what is that thing that they had infomercials for? It would be a giant,
Also, instead of a wrist communicator, their morphers should be those necklaces you wear in case you fall down.
Life Alert!
Life
their
Alert.
Communicators
Is that
are
what you're
Life
thinking
Alert.
Of?
I was thinking of Life Alert. I think you were thinking of it too. Yeah, their communicators are definitely Life Alert, right? So I have to think of something else that they'd have to transform into. I don't know. What's something fucking old?
Well, you know, they're just sort of like, they're their vehicles. You know... Let's see, what do old people value? My grandmother is from Arkansas, so I'd say like a a sweet tea, but I don't know where the Golden Girls are from. So I'm trying to think about things old people are into. The remote control, the clicker.
That's definitely one of them. Would be a fucking remote control. That's fucking. Right. That's what it's like. I'm sorry, I'm drunk as fuck. A remote control tank that just fucking barrels through, right?
The tank looks like a really old television. The tank's only black and white.
Oh, definitely black and white. And then and then the other vehicle, the leader vehicle, is a couch with plastic on it.
Yeah, there we go. I was thinking a couch.
On it that has a neat little quilted rug on
sword.
It.
Giant sword.
Is a cane.
Their giant sword's just like a golf club or a cane. Yeah, both. Yeah, a cane that has like sort of the golf attachment at the end.
No, it's because, a cane, you know, that has a tennis ball at the end. Golf. No, not golf. No, tennis ball at the end.
The tennis ball is good.
It has the tennis ball in. And then their shield would be the walker with the bunches of tennis balls, right?
Oh, yeah, you lift
up. Oh my gosh, and that would be it. You know when, like, the Power Rangers would have their own unique weapons? Like, one would have a cane, one would have a walker, and one would have, like, a Ben Gay shooter that would just fucking blast that shit. It'd be fucking amazing.
And then they all work together to make an ultra weapon.
Yeah.
I'm liking that, like, the you have a walker Zord. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's sort of the arms of the Megazord. You have that chair to be the feet of the Megazord.
And they like all barrel very, very slowly. Like they, everything just goes very slowly. Like, you need a 30-minute episode dedicated to them forming up because they're so fucking geriatric.
Right? Oh, that's amazing.
It's the kids will love it.
Yeah, the fan base, the demographic for Golden Girls, which is children, will be very into this. Definitely. Now, all the old people who like Power Rangers, I don't know. I don't know if they'll be into it. It might be a little too futuristic for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely too.
Transforming and stuff.
Right. We'll have to cut out interracial couples. Definitely, because I don't think they'd be able to handle that shit. Right.
No.
No. Definitely. No. If we have two dudes kiss, their brains will fucking explode. We can't have that.
Although we gotta have two of the ladies kiss, because all the rage in the Power Ranger fandom now is that Pink and Yellow are dating.
Really? Yeah, didn't you tell me that? Where it's like, no, you didn't tell me that. That was in the last episode. You talked about that in the last episode.
We did.
Yeah.
The Yellow stereo. Ranger in the new movie is what's the word for it? I hate to say low key, but I'm gonna say low key gay. Like,
yeah, no, that's the right word for it.
Oh, I just hate saying it. I know it's the right word. I just don't like it. It's not a good word. It's not a good word.
Because low-key is like, I'm not in the closet, but I'm not bragging about it. So that's what it means. Like,
so I'm a little low-key about it. Yeah, exactly. Like, she, you know, at one point's like, oh, my mom doesn't like me because I'm gay. But it's... And then, you know, makes those eyes at the Pink Ranger the whole time. Like, that's a good way to make it low-key.
Right.
Although, you know, Power Ranger fans kind of just want you to take the spandex off and make out. We don't care if it's low-key.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think really many people care.
The cast is just a bunch of hot people either way. Like, and that's the cool thing is, you know, with Power Rangers, especially if they stop trying to make CGI suits in big action movies and, like, make it be spandex, it has to... The only thing they have to be is they all have to be pretty cute. Pretty good looking. Like...
Right.
It's a very based on appearances show.
Holy shit. We've been going for almost an hour and a half. Hour and a half.
Yes. An hour and 3 minutes for me.
What's that? An hour and 3 minutes? Okay, that was just an estimation. It just hasn't felt that long. It was a good... I've been having a good time.
No, it's... And I think we got through all the main questions here. Like, what kind of fight can we expect to see? You just got to lay out how the fight goes.
Okay, so, like, it's definitely slow and paced, right? The putties are actually possessed... around the area where, because they're in an old folk area, right? Yep. And so everyone around them is old, so it's just putties that are just possessed.
Just possessed old people.
So it's just a very slow combat that goes on forever, right? But they still end up whooping them, right? They're working through their arthritis, but they're still whooping ass. And,
He forgot to take his heart pill, and so he just has a heart attack at the end and explodes.
Oh my gosh, no. Oh my god, that's brilliant. All right, like, that's really all it is like, he takes the Cialis pill, and, like, the thing is, like, he's so fucking powerful, so they have a hard time thinging, beating his ass, but it's a war of attrition. They can't defeat him, so they have to last long enough so that he has a take a, that he gets a heart attack from his Cialis pill.
Yeah, well, he had a full body hard on for over 4 hours and didn't call his doctor.
Exactly. Fuck yeah, there it is. That's our episode. That's the pitch.
That's the show, everybody.
That's the show.
Mighty Golden Power Rangers.
Yes! That's the show.
We did it.
Should we end it? I can keep going, but should we end it there?
That's it. That's welcome. That's Mighty Morphin Power Hour. See you next week.
Woo!
Well, that's it for our adventures this time, but before we leave, a special thanks to our producers who keep the show going every week. Zwick, the audio engineer, Robin, the social media manager, Jay, the web designer, and most importantly, all of the Patreon supporters. Supporters get episodes up to 3 days early, so if you haven't already, head on over to patreon.com/ASEPresents.